Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
You found another Two Fat Lattes podcast.
Compliments of Joy 94.9.
We've still got the lovely Dolly Dalton in the studio with us. Hello, Dolly.
Can you? Hello.
Oh, Dolly, there you are.
Oh, hi. Oh, I love a parakeet.
I do. Well, you know, I bought my dad a Corella.
Did you?
Yes.
Oh, I bought my dad a Corona once. That's about as far as I go.
Nothing. But nothing it's all animalistic there.
But I think no. It's half pterodactyl.
What do you mean?
I don't know. It's kind of.
Is it prehistoric?
It looks prehistoric. Its claws look prehistoric.
You're with the Two Fat Lattes. It is 7 minutes past seven.
And, already?
It is.
Where's the show gone?
It's just flown by.
I've got a special guest in the studio.
Have
with
you?
Me. Yes,
is
we
she
going to
talk?
I think so.
Hang on.
Put your earphones on. That's, yeah. And
you ready to
just
go?
Just talking to that black thing.
Oh, hang on. I've got you the... You, now go.
Now go.
Okay. No.
No, Frank, what are you doing?
Well, hang on.
Hang on. Frank's got to work out the button.
It should work.
Yes. Well, sometimes this happens in showbiz, doesn't it?
It does.
Oh, dear.
Hello.
Yeah, that's working, but this is
no,
working.
No, I want this one now.
This one's better.
Hello.
Yes. Oh, there you I'm are. Here. Hello, Joe.
How you going? We've got Benny the lovely, and Frank.
We've got the lovely Joe in the studio.
Do you guys clean this place up?
Well, see, it's Bridget. She leaves a mess.
There's champagne bottles everywhere.
There's corks. There's
streamers.
That was the person
I thought it was
beforehand.
A nightclub when I walked in.
Yes. Well, that's...
I thought I'm home.
Here at Rainbow Central.
Yes.
That's what we do. We sort of build it up. We have a bit of throw a bit of glitter around.
I don't mind a bit of glitter.
It's pretty good fun.
So what are you up to tonight?
Well, we've came in to see Salvador Dali.
Oh,
and okay. We just haven't left the city.
And how was that?
It was great.
Apparently that's going 24 hours.
Joe, you're one of these special people. You used to listen, well, I mean, you still listen to our show, but you contacted me.
I wanted to get closer.
Yes, you're a long-time listener, first-time contact.
You know, actually, it's true. I was planning to come in tonight.
You did.
Thanks for making the effort, Joe.
We'll give you a round of applause
for
that.
Woo!
So how do you feel being here in the studio with us?
I'm excited. I'm really excited.
Let me just help the listener try and visualise what we're dealing with here. Think of a very blonde KD Lang.
Oh, yes. You've got a touch of the KD.
Yes. I can see the KD in you.
Okay.
We've left her speechless.
I used to get that a lot when I was younger, yeah.
Yeah,
but yeah. Okay. I can sing.
Can you?
Sure.
We might have to do a little audition first, honey.
Anytime. Just...
Have you been to a country town recently?
Yes. Why?
No, that's one of my famous sayings. Nothing sadder than a lezzo in a country town.
Well, I had a good time.
I can imagine.
Any messages to tell me about? Blinds?
There's no messages whatsoever.
Was everyone watching
this? I don't know whether we've got a blocked cable.
Blue cable again?
And we might have a message build up. We just need...
Do you think it'll all just come through all at once?
We'll get like a whole lot of messages all at once.
Do you think if people have all gone to Sydney for the grand final?
I doubt it. What are the initials of this one? Called the
NRL.
NRL.
I had to look at someone while they mouthed that.
I love watching people mouth. I could watch it for hours.
But you know, I could talk about sport for hours, but what I really want to know...
It's fabulous.
...is how you went at sewing school on Saturday.
Sewing school was a triumph. But you know what I've discovered? Halfway through the class, I had to stop myself.
Yes.
Because, you know, I just felt so full of enthusiasm.
Yes.
And so full... You know, like she was trying to describe to the students about the
You were going ahead of time, were you?
Well, she was trying to describe the warp and the weft of the fabric.
Oh, I don't know anything about that.
No, I know. And then she was trying to describe why the warp has more strength than the weft.
Okay.
And all the students were in there going, I don't get it. You know, aren't they the same? You know, she was trying to describe.
Did you butt in?
And then I went, I was just going, oh. And I went, And then I sort of said,
Miss, you didn't, did
I
you?
I did. I said, look. And I said, I sort of turned to all the students and said, the reason why.
You upstaged the teacher.
And I said, think of a cane basket. You know, like you've got, you can squeeze a cane basket in at the sides because the weft, the yarns that are in and out of the, you know, they've got more elasticity. And then the teacher went, oh, that's a really good way of describing it.
Are you more articulate?
And then I thought, I've officially become the annoying old age person, you know, the mature age student.
Oh, no, I had one of those. When I was at uni, and we did. They were the annoying mature age students. But you're right.
I've also
turned into one.
Yes, I've turned into that person. But there's also an annoying female mature age student, and we compete. She said, we had to overlock. We had to overlock the side seams of our pajama pants.
Did you have an overlock off?
And I had the machine with the black thread, and she had the machine with the white thread. But I needed the one with the white thread. Like, she wouldn't let me sit at that one, right? So then we were going, and then something happened. We had to swap, and I went, yes. The teacher said, I want you to be really careful. I don't want anyone, like, speeding ahead. And then, like, I put my foot on the accelerator, and then she put her foot on the accelerator, and then we had, like, an overlock race. And I finished first, but
did
she
you?
Made a. But she always tries to be one step ahead.
Oh.
And I said, "Honey, you don't know what you're playing." And she's one of those people like everything's like vintage. You know, I've got vintage dress, I've got vintage patterns, I've got vintage fabric.
Does vintage mean like it's worth something?
She's trying to say I'm alternative. And I said, "I'm making a dress," and she goes, "Oh, did you get a pattern?" And I said, "No, I drafted my own."
Oh.
Uh huh. Creative.
Take that.
Take that. Here's some glitter at you, beige lady.
I can't believe you're competing with someone at sewing school.
Oh, yeah. It's the only time I can achieve.
You're even competing with the teacher. You better pull that in. You've got to rein
I've
that
got
in.
To rein it in.
Otherwise, she's going to get meat.
I'm going to have to do the dub with the broken wing this Saturday.
Are you?
Yeah. I'm going to have to ask her for assistance.
How does that go? Oh, just assistance?
Mm.
Like the whole way through, the whole 8 hours?
I don't know. I'm going to have to try and figure out what I can ask her.
Do it bit by bit.
Yeah. But I'm going to ask...
Incremental.
I'm going to ask a series of questions just to make it seem like that I don't know what I'm doing.
Okay.
And then do it really well and overachieve.
And on the phone, we've got something very special. Oh, hello.
Is he on the phone?
Hi, how are you?
Hey, Molly.
Molly, how are you?
I was nervous as shit because we've got Melbourne Storm coming up on...
I know.
..on Sunday. We can't lose two grand followers in 1 week. I want every drag queen, I want every gay person, I want every lesbian out on those streets in purple on Sunday at 5:30 going, go Storm.
What colour glitter do we need to buy?
Purple and gold.
Okay.
Purple and gold. Benny, get that right.
I need to get that right. Okay.
Hey, how's hey going?
Yeah, I mean, it was the most extraordinary thing. I mean, like, you know, when Daryl came up with the idea, or Channel 9 did through Facebook, or that girl that started the Facebook thing, and Channel 9 was thinking about it anyway, you know?
Yeah.
Daryl put it to me, and I had reservations. I think, what's this going to be like? You know, I mean, how can you resurrect something?
Oh.
That is 10 years. You know, has been off for 10 years.
Yeah.
But I've got to say, when I went into Channel 9 on Wednesday for the rehearsals, just in the afternoon, to go walk through the whole thing, and it was like coming out of a time capsule that we'd only done the show last week. It was just weird.
I know.
But we watched it, and it was like we were just tuning in week to week, and nothing
it's
had changed.
Bizarre.
It was really just watching it again every Saturday like we used to.
Because, Molly, I was a bit nervous. I thought, uh-oh, is this going to work?
Yeah.
And when I flicked it on, it was like I was transported back to the 90s.
And you shat on Celebrity Master Chef.
Yeah, I know. I've got to say, the Russell Gilbert's... skit on that was just brilliant.
It was very funny. I saw that.
I was going to say, have you ever been to a Brownlow?
Yeah, I have.
Have you?
I've always liked Brendan Favola, but...
isn't that normal?
Well, no, it's not normal.
Oh.
I
mean,
I think he was a little OTT.
Was he?
You know, football players and all codes, if they want to carry on like that, remember that they are paid a lot of money.
Yes.
And they are professional, and they... backed by supporters, you know, of all clubs, you know. He has his good days and bad days, and it's up to his mood, you know. Well,
yes.
You don't have moods. You're paid to do it every week, you know.
Yeah.
So that's enough on Brenda for
Yes, of course. This year was the first year I've ever watched one.
Mm.
And we were talking about it last week, and I said it was a little bit beige.
Well, we want to wish all the best of luck for the next Hey Hey show.
Are we going to see more, Molly?
Well, I mean, with it peaking at 2.9 million and averaging out around about 2.2 for the entire 3 hours.
There probably has to be more.
They are talking about doing like a series of next year. It won't be every week. I would say they will do 10 specials, whatever, you know. But, I mean, the response to the Hey Hey has been astonishing.
Yeah.
I mean, frankly, astonishing. I mean, on Twitter, on Facebook, the whole thing like that. I've only just got my little Ziggy 4 and...
Oh, yes, we saw...
It just shows that a dog can upstage...
That's right.
Quite frankly.
Poor Ziggy 4 had a little bit of a problem with Dickie Knee.
Did he? What? I mean, I nearly freaked out. That turned out to be one of the funniest parts of the show, you know.
Oh, Molly. Listen, thank you so much for talking to us on the lattes.
And congratulations on Joy. I mean, you do, I'll say, a joyous job.
We try.
Thanks, honey. Thank you.
And you should have a vowel on one night and actually tear into him, right?
All right. I don't think we can afford the alcohol.
Maybe you could...
Very strange evening, though, Frank, because we haven't really received any,
you know what?
Any messages.
I think people have all gone to Sydney and they're all cheering on the Melbourne Storm.
Your conspiracy theories make me sick. Don't they?
Do they?
Why would people...
Would a lot of gay men run to Sydney to watch the rugby?
No.
No, I didn't think so. Or else there's something going on in Melbourne.
There's something going on that we didn't
get. It's the Dali exhibition.
We didn't get the memo for.
Why do we miss out on that bloody memo?
I don't know. Have you paid your registration?
For?
Your gay registration.
Oh, do I need to?
All gays should be registered. All gays should be registered and de-sexed.
And we've got some messages, Benny.
We do. We've got a couple of messages here. Hello, Two Fat Lattes. There is a sleazeball in Sydney this weekend, so all the Melbourne queens might have come up to have some fun.
So it's not the NRL.
From Stan in Sydney.
Stan, you are correct.
So let me get this right. There's some sort of rugby game and sleazeball.
Yes, all together.
On the same weekend.
Do you think they'll combine the two?
Yeah, well, yes, because...
Go to the rugby and then sleaze.
I think they did it so that some of those rugby people can go out and have a beer afterwards and accidentally stumble into a gay nightclub. I was out one night, I had a few drinks, and then I accidentally stumbled into art. And I accidentally...
People dragged me
there. I accidentally tripped on the dance floor, my shirt fell off, and I went, ooh, ah, and then my pants slipped down and my pubes were hanging out, and I just, you know, picked up a guy.
I think you've heard this before.
Oh, you've seen them. The straight ones are the ones with tambourines and bells.
Oh, okay.
Because you go, who the hell brings a tambourine to a nightclub? Oh, a straight guy.
And what, the gays bring the maracas?
Hey. hi, boys. Enjoying the show. I'm not in Sydney, and that's from D in Brunswick.
Good on you, D.
Hello, D.
I'm glad he's checked in. We need someone to check in from Brunswick.
D might be a woman.
Well, he or she, it's okay.
Just call it it. It's in Brunswick. It's listening. It's enjoying it.
I'm sure D would not mind. It is the Homo Helpline.
Hey, boys, do you believe in feng shui or is it too beige? Should I decorate my apartment using feng shui principles?
And there's no name on that
no
one.
No name. There's a lot of its tonight. Feng shui is ridiculous.
Do you really think so?
Yes.
Because, you know, feng shui was big in the 90s, about 10 years ago. Everyone was talking feng shui and positioning themselves accordingly.
Yes. You know, my thing with feng shui.
Yes.
Well,
I positioned my bed.
You know, I've been
feng shui.
I've been to me. I've been to paradise. I've been.
You've never been to
I've
you.
I've been to China.
Yes.
And? I...
Are they feng shui?
Well, that's the birthplace of feng shui.
But are they feng shui'd up?
I can't say that I've ever been to China and felt relaxed. I want to see the proof. Do you know what I mean?
Mm. But I thought the principles of feng shui was to invite things in to your life.
See, the
and
other
repel others.
The other thing, yes, attract good luck.
Yes. Well, is it just about good luck?
There's a couple of billion people in China that aren't attracting much luck. They just attracted a lot of pollution.
But, you know, China is quite successful these days, so maybe it has worked.
I'd like you to tell some of the people that work in the factories I've been to.
Oh, okay.
That they're lucky.
You've seen it at the coalface, though, haven't
yes.
you?
Yes. Mm. What is funny about the whole thing, it's not feng shui. I suppose people, we're going to get so many letters with people complaining about, you shouldn't be bagging feng shui. But, you know, the people that love feng shui are often people with houses on the beach. So how much more good
are
luck...
Because they perfectly
yeah,
placed.
How much more good luck do you want to attract?
Because they are on the beach.
Yeah, you've got a house on the beach with a leather lounge suite looking over at the surf. Can you... You know what I mean? Like, you don't see people living in a garbage tip enjoying the pleasures of feng shui. Do you?
Well, it's kind of true, really, isn't it?
Maybe, you know, like if you walked into a garbage tip house, you know, maybe you need to put a picture of an elephant in your west wing. Do you know what
I, yeah, I do.
To attract big luck.
Yes, it's true. The one principle I know about feng shui is that you shouldn't have your front door
yes.
and your back door
yes.
like in the same sort of field of sight. So you have to put like a mirror in yes. between
yes.
to repel because things come in and things go out very easily.
From the same...
From in from one area and yeah. out the back because it's in the same line.
Well, they obviously didn't design the human body with feng shui in mind, did they?
Madonna.
She was, she's in
Iron She was NX. On David Letterman.
She was on, did you see it?
I did see it.
And your thoughts?
So it looks like someone threw hot water in her face. She's looked frozen, completely frozen.
I thought he was interviewing Zsa Zsa Gabor.
Why?
Because she looked, she had a bit of the Zsa Zsa about
did
her.
Did she?
Yes. All of a sudden she looks...
And she ate pizza without cheese.
She had,
she's would she have didn't eaten pizza. Eat. She's Italian, for God's sake.
She didn't eat it.
Oh, why?
Oh, well, she put it in her mouth.
Yeah, she did eat it.
She didn't swallow.
Oh, you reckon she spat it out?
I don't think she swallowed. Doesn't look like she's swallowing there.
No, no. Well, I was watching it and she did.
Did she eat?
Yeah, she ate a
did
piece.
Did she eat the whole piece?
And David Letterman got up and left her there. And then she, you know what she did, Benny?
She farted.
You know what happened then? She came out and she gave the pizza to all the fans that were watching her through the window.
Because she didn't want to eat it.
But that was nice.
No, it's not. She didn't pay for it. It was free.
I know, but it was a nice gesture.
No, it's not. That's not a nice gesture.
It is. Well, David Letterman didn't do it.
What?
He walked off. They were eating behind a window
yes.
of a restaurant. They were inside and in front of the window were all the fans. So they were watching her eat.
So she was like a goldfish.
She felt a little
she
bit.
She was a twit.
Yeah.
There's something going on there.
Really?
Because
I think it's a bit too much Botox, actually.
No, that's not Botox.
No?
No, that's not Botox.
Really?
No, that's full on.
What? So what do you reckon?
That's gaffer. That's full on gaffer. Sorry. And the hair, you know what gives it away? The hair.
Why?
It's Zsa Zsa hair.
Why do you say that?
It's
Is it covering something?
It's covering, yeah, it's covering the ears. There's a bit of volume.
That's okay. Look, Benny, we There's all get old.
I know.
It's okay to get old.
So she's acted, yeah, she's reached her age. Congratulations. She doesn't like people calling her Madge. Well, I want to ring her up and say, well, thank God your name's not Vardonna. Because then her name would be Vag. Gentlemen, do you have a remedy for snoring?
Snoring.
Yes, I do.
What?
Another room. Sleep in another room.
That does work.
Yeah.
Or a bucket of water in the
or
face
Or stick your
helps.
Fingers down their, stick your fingers down their throat.
No. Do you really want to go there?
Yes.
You could block their nose and that will wake them up. You know what I do? You shake the bed and that tends to rustle, you know, makes them sort of
you
come.
You have got the most can't you just say, hey, stop?
You can't say to someone who's snoring, stop.
Why not?
Because they're unconscious.
Why do you have to sleep with them?
You just shake. You shake the bed. You just press the mattress up and down. They move and then it's fine.
No, I think what's not natural is wanting to sleep next to someone. That is totally unnatural.
Well, I have to say, sleeping on your own is fantastic.
Hello, I've been doing it all my life.
You're the type of person that rings for no reason.
I'm a person, I like to ring people.
You do, you just want to talk.
Yeah.
And see, I'm the type of person that there needs to be a reason why you're ringing. I need to know why.
Yeah.
Is there a reason why you're calling? Like, I need a pragmatic end. I need to know it's for something. That's the reason why I use a phone, because you got to tell me something.
You're a sorry bastard.
And I need to know. Although I'm getting better. I am getting better just talking. I am.
We used to talk a lot.
We did. I don't have time now. It's over, Benny. I'm telling you now. We're not talking
but
anymore.
But isn't that what life's about?
Yes, it's true.
Isn't that what friendship is about?
Yes.
It's just to talk about anything.
I completely and utterly agree
with
you.
Why must you do everything for a purpose? That's what happens to sex. That's what happens to everything.
Yes.
It's just so not rainbow. But unfortunately, 99%
you know
of the rainbow community are all about purpose. Everything's got to have, you know, you can't talk to someone unless you're interested in them. You can't do something, you know, like.
I know. It's
you know,
bad.
It's all got to be, it's because.
It's because I bring my work hat home with me.
No, it's because you don't think.
No, it's not true.
No, that's true.
I do.
It's because you've lost your colour, your sense of colour.
No, don't say that to me.
You've lost your energy. You've lost your colour. You've given up on life. You've given up on rainbow. You've given up.
I haven't given up.
Yes, you have.
But I'm getting better.
No, I'm not just saying you. I'm saying, but you know, you're not. I'm talking about the majority of the people in that are rainbow in the world.
It's people who are time poor. We're all time poor. You just want to get to the end, and they haven't got time to just have idle chatter.
See, I'm the opposite.
I know.
Because you know what I find really annoying? When people ring me for a purpose. I do.
You just want to chat.
Yeah. But if someone just rings up and goes, oh, you know what? I was thinking about you. How are you? Like my friend Frances always does that. Like every now and then, we haven't heard each other for a little while.
I know.
And she'll ring and she'll go, how are you? I've been thinking of you. And that makes me feel like, God, like she was thinking about me.
I know. It's bad, isn't it?
She doesn't ring up and go, oh, listen, by the way, do you have a recipe for cannelloni?
We need to re-inject into the gay community the art of conversation.
You know, you can actually just move your mouth. You don't have to take your pants off.
Thanks for listening to another Two Fat Lattes podcast. Hear them on the radio every Friday night from 7 till 9.
Joy 94.9, Australia's first gay and lesbian radio station.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.